I'll begin my talk this morning by reading the Ondoku-san. Ondoku-san is one of our commonly sung gathas. It's a Japanese gatha we sing, but it's actually was written by Shinran Shonin. It's one of his wasan, and it tells us the importance and the wonderful aspects of encountering a true teacher in our lives. I invite you to join me in gassho. Ondoku-san, haidoku shimasu node, gassho o negai shimasu. The debt of gratitude I owe to Amida's great compassion, I will proclaim until my life disintegrates into dust. The debt of gratitude I owe to my Dharma teachers, I will express until my bodily form is finally shattered. Nyōrai daihi no ondoku wa miyoko ni shitemo ozubeshi shishuchishiki no ondoku mo one o kudakite mo shasubeshi. Namandabutsu, 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 namandabutsu. Good morning, everyone. Minasan, ohayou gozaimasu. Does anybody have finals coming up this week? Few people nodding their heads. Yeah, Joma, do you have some final tests coming up? Yes? So it's a time when we're finishing up our semester, getting ready for winter break, right? And we're thinking about our teachers and how much we appreciate our teachers and maybe how much we want our teachers to like us at this time of year when they're grading our papers and grading our tests, right? So today, in the spirit of our Bodhi Day remembrances we've been doing all this month, we've been doing Bodhi Day. Who can tell me what Bodhi Day is? Yeah? Let's see. Let's ask Nina. The Buddha got enlightened. That's right. It's in the Japanese calendar. It is December 8th. December 8th. We remember Bodhi Day. So this month of December, we've been thinking about the Buddha, his enlightenment, and some of the people that he met and the people that he knew. And so today I want to talk to you about somebody that the Buddha met many years after he became enlightened. And this person started out as a very good student by the name of Ahimsaka, which means harmless one. He was a very kind, very dedicated student. He was such a good student, he was his teacher's favorite student. Teacher's favorite student. Are any of you your teacher's favorite student? No. Then maybe, and if you're not, can you tell me who is the teacher's favorite student? Yeah? And how do you feel about the teacher's favorite student? Yeah? Yeah? How about you, Finley?
He sucks up to the teacher by giving him chocolate,
right? I detect a little bit of, I don't know if I would use the word hostility there. Yeah? Yes, Joma.
He's jealous because you aren't the teacher's favorite.
You feel jealous, right? You feel jealous when you're not the teacher's favorite student. Well, Ahimsaka, he had that problem. The other students felt very jealous of him. They felt so jealous of him that they just wished he would go away. They wished he would go away, and so they had a kind of a sneaky idea. They said, why don't we convince the teacher to kick him out? So they started telling some lies. They started telling the teacher some things that weren't true. They would start out, they'd say, Ahimsaka's a great student, isn't he? And the teacher would say, yes, he is my very best student. And then they would say, Ahimsaka, he's so good, I bet he could teach the school. I bet he could be the teacher. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, but that's what he wants to do. What? He wants to take my job away? Yeah, that's his plan. His plan is to learn everything from you and then kick you out and then take over the school. What do you think about that? The teacher said, oh no, we've got to get rid of Ahimsaka. How can we do it? Can we push him out? They said, I don't know. Ahimsaka is very strong and he's very clever. If we tried to push him out, I think he's stronger than we are. He says, no, we have to do something much more clever, maybe a little bit sneaky. And so the end of the year was coming. At the end of the year, did anybody bring your teachers some presents? Some people, yeah, maybe an apple or a nice card or something like that to thank them for all their teaching. And so Ahimsaka's, he went to his teacher and he said, the end of the year has come. I really wish to show my gratitude towards you. And his teacher said, perfect, perfect. And Ahimsaka said, what can I do to show my gratitude? His teacher said, well, there's one thing I have in mind. And he said, what is that? He said, I would like a necklace made of 1,000 human fingers. What? Ew. Ahimsaka said, I could never do that. That's too mean. That's too icky. Teacher said, do you appreciate my teachings? He said, yes, I do. Well, then, I think you know what you need to do, right? So then Ahimsaka went out into the woods. He went out into a very, very dark woods. Very dark woods, and he started attacking people whenever they went through the woods, trying to steal their fingers, right? He was trying to make this necklace of fingers. People would shout at him, why are you trying to attack us? And he would say, I need a necklace of fingers. And so they started calling him Angulimala. Anguli means finger, and mala is one of these. These are called mala. In Japanese, it's a necklace made of beads. So they started calling him Finger Necklace. He went from being called Harmless One to Angulimala. Ooh, what a nicky name, right? And everybody became very afraid of that woods. They wouldn't travel through the woods at all. Everyone just steer clear. They would take the long way around. And all kinds of stories started to spread about these woods and how dangerous they were and how people had gone in, but no one had come out, right? All of these scary stories about the woods. And one day, a special traveler came to town, a very wise traveler, the Buddha. The Buddha came to town, and he said, I'm looking for the shortest way to the next village. And they said, well, there's this forest here, but you better go around, because there's a very scary bandit in that forest. His name is Angulimala. Angulimala? That means necklace of fingers. I know, he's trying to make a necklace of 1,000 fingers. You better stay away. He's too scary, he's too dangerous. And the Buddha said, oh, thank you for your advice. And you know what he did? Walked straight towards the forest. Everybody said, no, not that way. Over there, take a right. The Buddha said, thank you for your advice. He kept walking. He walked right into that scary forest. And who was waiting for him in there? Angulimala was waiting. And Angulimala said, oh, good. Finally get to start adding to my collection. Right? And so Angulimala, right? He sees the Buddha and he waits in ambush and he waits till the Buddha gets right into the middle of the forest so that it's very difficult to escape. And then Angulimala jumps out and starts chasing after the Buddha. And the Buddha, does he run away? No, he just keeps walking. At a very calm, very regular pace. He's just walking along leisurely, enjoying the forest. Angulimala is running as fast as he can. Now, Angulimala has been living in the woods all these years, so he has to chase down deer and he has to chase down elephants to catch his food. And so Angulimala is saying, what is happening? I'm running as fast as I can, and I've ran faster than a deer. I've ran faster than a horse. I've ran faster than a charging elephant, and yet I can't catch this man who seems to be walking very slowly. So he keeps running and running, and the Buddha
just stays ahead of him. Finally, Angulimala gets so frustrated, he shouts out, "Hey, stop!" The Buddha just keeps walking. Angulimala said, "I said stop!" And the Buddha said, "No, you stop. You stop." And Angulimala at this point had stopped running and he was just shouting. And Angulimala said, "How can you tell me to stop? I'm standing still. You keep walking." And the Buddha says, "I have already stopped. I have stopped harming other people. I have stopped harming other living beings. But you, Angulimala, you just do whatever you want. You don't try to help anybody. In fact, you're out here trying to hurt people. I have stopped. Now it is time for you to stop." And Angulimala, when he heard this message, he realized, I had the wrong teacher. That teacher, who I thought was going to show me the right way, he showed me the wrong way. He's got me out here living in the woods trying to steal people's fingers. This teacher, this very calm monk who walks through the woods, this is the true teacher. I want this teacher to be my teacher. So Angulimala said, "Now I will stop. Will you please take me to be your teacher? Will you please take me as your student? May I have you as my teacher?" And the Buddha said, "Of course, everyone is welcome. Anyone who has had a sincere change of heart may join my Sangha and be part of my community, and I can tell that you're sincere. I can tell you really mean to stop harming others, and so I welcome you to join my Sangha." So Angulimala, he had a big bushy head of hair and a big beard at this point. He was wearing animal skins. He shaved off his hair, shaved off his beard. He started wearing the monks of a Buddhist robe, monk's robes, and he walked out of the woods with the Buddha. He joined the Buddha's community. But the Buddhist monks, you remember how the Buddha and his monks got their food? They go to the grocery store? No, they begged. They went around village to village begging for food. What do you think happened when Angulimala came to town? Yeah, what do you think, Finley? They threw pots at him. That's right. People threw pots at him. People threw stones at him. People hit him with sticks. Yeah, Tayo.
No, that's just cruel.
It is cruel. It is cruel. And he came back. He came back to the Buddha, and he had black eyes. He had a big bump on his head. He was bleeding. And everybody said, "Whoa, what happened to you?" He said, "I went to the town and people recognized me. And they beat me up. Oh, I got so mad." And the Buddha said, "Bear it, bear it. Be patient, be patient. This is your karma. You've done very wicked things in the past. You've harmed people. And this is what happens. So you must now learn to be patient and to be kind. No matter how angry you get, no matter how much you want to fight back, now you must learn to practice compassion, to be patient, to be kind." And so Angulimala, he worked and he worked and he tried to become as kind as he could. He tried to become kind like the Buddha. And as he did this, he started to get very concerned about other people. And one day he was walking through a village and he saw a woman who was in great pain and her belly was very big. She was very big. And why do you think her belly was big?
Baby.
She had a baby inside, right? She was pregnant. And it was very difficult. She was having a very difficult delivery. Sometimes when mommies are going to deliver their babies, it can be very painful and very difficult. And this was before the day of medicine and anesthesia and C-sections and all of those good things we enjoy today. It was a time when people just had to somehow do it naturally. She was in a lot of pain and she went back to Angulimala, saw this. He went back to the Buddha. And he said, "You know, I'm so concerned. I saw this woman. She was in such great pain. She was in such great pain. I wish there was something I could do." And the Buddha said, "There is something you could do. As a Buddhist monk, you have a special power. You can go to her and say, 'I have, in my whole life, I have never harmed a living being. By the power of this truth, may there be peace for you, may there be peace for your child. Right? Angulimala said, what are you talking about? That's not true. I've harmed so many people over the years. The Buddha said, say this, since I have been born into the noble life, the life of a follower of the Buddha, I have never harmed any living being. By the power of this truth, may there be peace for you and peace for your child. And so Angulimala took this advice of the Buddha, and he went to this woman, and he said, since I was born into the noble life of a follower of the Buddha, I have never harmed a living being. By the power of this truth, may there be peace for you and peace for your child. And indeed, there was peace for this woman and peace for her child. And this is the power of the Buddha. The awakened Buddha, he can take somebody who is very bad, he can take a heart that was very wicked, someone who's caused a lot of problems and a lot of trouble for others, and he can help them to turn their life around through the truth of those teachings. Yes, Dioma?
Or like the wicked king or the anger ogre.
Like the anger ogre, right? Sometimes if you get angry, it's like that anger ogre comes up in your belly. It's like you're so angry. Right? And we too can receive this power of the Buddha to turn our hearts around, just like Angulimala. Right? We may think, oh, I'm not wicked like Angulimala. I would never make a necklace of fingers. But maybe we sometimes do things that harm others and make them feel sad. It's important for us, like Angulimala had that moment of realizing, oh, I'm causing problems for others, to realize when we're causing trouble. And then to hear the teachings of the Buddha and turn our hearts around. In our tradition, we do that in the words Namo Amida Butsu. When we hear the words Namo Amida Butsu, we're hearing the voice of Amida Buddha, our Buddha, calling to us to recognize, saying, hey, stop, stop. We turn our hearts around and say, yes, I will stop. And in our appreciation for the Buddha who helps us to live with kindness, we say, Namo Amida Butsu. Right? That's the meaning of the Nembutsu. And this is expressed in Shinran Shonin's words of the Ondoksan. The debt of gratitude I owe to Amida Buddha's great compassion. Just as the Buddha welcomed Angulimala and saw that he had the potential for goodness, so Amida Buddha sees us and sees how we too can turn our lives around and become beings who help others and alleviate others from suffering. And so we proclaim our gratitude until our lives disintegrate into dust. For our whole lives, we're grateful. And the debt of gratitude we owe to our Dharma teachers, true teachers, like the Buddha. We will express that until our bodily form is finally shattered. Throughout our lives, always grateful, always. Namo Amida Butsu. Ono Nembutsu toyu oshie wa, ma, waruku, atta kokoro ga, Hotoke-sama no hataraki niyotte, ookina tenkai ga dekite, それは真理をいただくということですね。真理をいただいてから、そういう煩悩が欲しかった、煩悩が好きだった心、怒ったり、むさぼったり、愚かなことをしたりすることが楽しいと思ってた心が、かえってね、本願の薬がおいしい、仏様の慈悲が、そっちの方が楽しく思うことですね。その展開ができたらね、喜んで人生が幸せになって、これからお浄土の極楽往生は必ずできるという感謝と喜びで、南無阿弥陀仏の念仏が流れてくるというのは、親鸞聖人の音読さんの言葉の意味ですね。So thank you very much for joining us this Sunday, and let us always remember that no matter what sort of mistakes we've made in our lives, the compassion of the Buddha is there to help us turn around and realize the right path, and find that in the Nembutsu. Please join me in Gassho.
Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Namo Amida Butsu.